This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is the 6th of July, so we're beyond the 4th of July. But I think still a lot of people on vacation. They're enjoying themselves. That's good. Keep your eye on the road if you're driving, because a lot of work being done on roads around the country, as is always the case. I can go off on my treatise and my toot about that, but I shan't, because we have other things to talk about here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is my faithful companion. Well, that sounds good. The husband won't get upset if I say that, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right. There's some good news about this giant water lily. Have you seen this? The biggest water lily in the world.
This thing is massive.
And it is a new species. So this sort of, if I get off on my toot about all those people that worry about extinction, the world is full of things that will go away and new things that will emerge. So all those, I'm a conservationist at heart and down to my core, but the people who are worried about saving a frog that has a wart on its left knee because it's the last one and we're going to make them extinct. Well, you know what? Sooner or later, probably sooner, there'll be a toad or a frog that'll come with a wart on its right knee. And so you will have worked all these, you'll save the, all the waterways and all the stuff that's being conserved. You can't do that's habitat. You can't mess with that. Habitat for what? Well, there's a new species, and okay, what's the old species? This all this stuff, it becomes rhetoric, and it's like the climate changers. There's something to what they say, but they become so zealous with it that they lose the average person. They get lost in the numbness of all these descriptions about what we have to save or what we have to do. So on that background, here we have this enormous water lily. I wonder if Megan and Miles saw this. They were in London last week. I have to ask them. The Royal Botanical Gardens. I think they did go visit there. So this new species is it's in the herbarium, in the gardens herbarium. And so what is this? How do we, is there a phylum and a strata and all that other stuff with this?
I don't know what those words mean.
You remember?
I was about to answer the question, then you went further, and my brain just went, what?
Okay, yeah. So if you in botany, probably that would be the first place you'd be exposed to it. There's in biology as well. Like, we are Homo sapiens. We as the human being is a Homo sapien. And there are different phyla and different, I know I'm getting really into the weeds here, but if you understand botany, as with biology, there are species and the categories of species, and they're identified usually with two names, and they're normally Latin names. So in this case, what they have in the herbarium is this water lily that's I'm looking for the species and I can't find it, but oh, here it is. No,
Victoria.
No. It's a Latin sounding name. Anyway, not important to the story.
Well,
the,
but
the important
cool
thing
about
is
this
it's
is
big.
It is massive, and it was found in London's Royal Botanic Gardens. So it wasn't just out in the wild where they have to look at pictures and compare or whatever. They noticed this, and it just kept growing and growing and growing,
yep.
And then it became much bigger than the other ones. So they started studying it a little bit more and realized, oh no, we just identified a new species.
Yeah, it is a new species. So, at any rate, it weighs 176 pounds. It looks like it's about 12 feet across, is it? I'm looking at a picture of it. And I can't tell by 8 to 10 feet, maybe. But this is, water lilies usually are about a foot or less. You see them in fresh water all the time. So now this big one has come, and they're doing a little, the horticulturists are doing some research on it to see what the story is and why it grew as big as it did. And, there's a lot of different things that factor in here. What's the soil like? The water that it's in? What's there? Apparently, they've been growing these various specimens for 177 years, and this is the biggest one. No, here it is. The phylum and species is V. boliviana. Do you see that?
Yeah.
V.
Yeah. And
right.
Do you know what the V stands for, Doug?
I do not.
Victoria? Victoria.
Okay, all right. Victoria, thank you. So
were
anyway.
Were these originally found with Queen Victoria? Is that why they got these
I
names?
I think that's when they were.
There's what? There's three different Victorias now.
Yes, but I believe, weren't they brought to England from Bolivia? Is that what they call them, Boliviana?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if
yeah.
that's the case.
Good call.
I think that's probably the case. So anyway, it's kind of cool to see some of this new stuff and not worry about the old stuff, because it is going to go the way it is. The planet is 4.5 billion years old. You think that because something has existed for 170 or 200 years or 300 years and it goes extinct, it's the end of the planet? I don't think so. And I'd like to have that perspective. I think it's nice to be able to celebrate some of the great, unique things that are a part of our planet and a part of our lives, but to go off half-cocked nuts, these nut birds that, you know, they want to save. I've run into this on the farm ad nauseum. I had 36 acres of corn land that was basically taken away from me because they're trying to protect some species of bobolink. That you can find anywhere and everywhere. Oh, we got to protect the bobolinks. Can't mow the hay till July 15th. Or you can't plow the field anymore. We're going to let the natural habitat take over. So lots of brush and weeds and things grow up. And it's good for the bobolink. Well, I'm not sure it is even good for the bobolink, but I know I get tired of all of these people from the government saying, you can't go onto that land because you're going to run over a squirrel or some other stuff that's nonsense. Anyway, I think I made my feelings clear on that.
Yes.
Excuse me. All right, so the shootings, we got to spend a little time, I guess, a little more on Highland Park and other problems that happened over the 4th of July. We'll do a recap of that after this.
Parents, do you want to get your perfect angel the perfect shoes? Then you need to get your kids Skechers, because Skechers has award-winning designs and fits your kids love. We've got the perfect shoes for boys, like Megacraft, that will make them the envy of the playground, and the perfect shoes for girls, like Flip Kicks, with sparkly sequins that flip so they can change colors and designs. And we've got Stretch Fit that stretch for a perfect fit. Shoes that light up, shoes that sparkle, shoes that easily slip on and off, shoes with straps, and everything in between. And many of them are perfectly machine washable, so you can just toss them in the laundry and keep them looking great. Plus, many have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam, so you know your kids' feet will be taken care of in perfect comfort. And best of all, they're perfectly priced, so you can give your kids what they want and give your budget a break. Perfect styles, perfectly durable, perfect price. Skechers are the best shoes made for the money. They're just perfect. Find Skechers Kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So we have the stories of the 4th of July celebrations that were shot up. Some people panicked. We were addressing this a little earlier, Jay, mistaking fireworks for gunfire in many communities all across the country over the 4th of July weekend. So that's also another thing that's caused some communities to not have the celebrations, that is, the fireworks, because people are afraid, you know, with all the shootings that we've talked about,
yes.
The Highland situation.
And we're not Orlando. Just talking about the commercial fireworks that are going off in the sky. There's those little, those popper things and the stuff that you throw at the ground. And what are they? I forget what they're called, but you light them up and they just make all these different pop sounds. That these are
sparklers.
The things that are in the crowd, not the sparklers.
No, not sparklers.
It's something else. And you, they make all these like pop sounds and they're in the crowd. So it's got everybody people are just confused and panicked.
Yeah, it's a crazy reality. Anyway, this guy, Crimo, has been charged. Good. Maybe he needs to go away or, I don't know, they have death penalty in Illinois? I don't think they do. He wanted to kill everybody. You see some of these notes?
Mm-hmm.
He legally purchased a rifle that was used in the attack, even though the police had visited him twice in the last 2 years. They confiscated knives from him. One of the members of his own family said that he had threatened to kill all of them. So they called the police. They went through his room and his home. They found dozens of knives. They found guns. And yet this guy legally purchased a rifle.
Mm-hmm. There's history there of this kind of mentality.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so some of the states are taking action. I noticed something passed in New Jersey the other day that tightened up the gun laws there. I'm sure it'll be sort of brought to the state Supreme Court there. Speaking of that, the next front line in the fight over abortion will be the state Supreme Courts, because it's settled now on the federal level. So one wonders what the arguments would be. I find this to be discussion anathema. I just don't want to talk about it because it doesn't go anywhere. And neither is the gun thing, as far as that's concerned. One of the things that is concerning, my daughter, who had in vitro fertilization, was talking about this, and I wonder if it's true or not, whether or not in vitro IV will be affected by this, by abortion. I don't, you know, there's so many different angles to this. Mm-hmm. My grandson, Miles, was conceived in vitro because they couldn't do it any other way. And there were three tries. I think he was on the third try. But imagine me thinking now, after Megan's asking me the question, could it be that my grandson might not have existed because of some interpretation of this law that allows, it doesn't allow you to have in vitro fertilization anymore? If that's the case, man, do I want a revolution. And this all becomes so personal.
Yes.
All of these discussions, so personal. Good God.
Well, and everything goes into a box where most people who are pounding their fists for pro-life are thinking just in the sense that abortion is people, or it's anybody who's trying to abort their pregnancy because they were being careless and that's their form of birth control. And there is so much. There's so much more
that goes through.
We talked about Debbie Reynolds and myself, my miscarriage. My body didn't understand that I had miscarried the baby, and the baby was dead inside of me for 2 weeks before I was able to have a procedure, which is the exact same abortion procedure. And so health insurance didn't cover it because it's listed that I had an abortion even though it was a missed miscarriage.
Yeah.
That's something that wouldn't happen. I wouldn't be able to do that living in Ohio or living in Tennessee. I would have had to wait until my body was going to sepsis.
Absolutes never work. Never. Never, never, never. So some words to the wise. Nothing is an absolute one way or the other. Don't forget our Good Day downloads every day. A service, actually, Dave spends a lot of time going through the material that we talk about, puts it together in a podcast, wraps it up. We were talking about the Statue of Liberty the other day and Independence Day celebrations, that sort of thing. The shootings, we've had that in our discussion pocket, if you will, any number of days this week. Brett Michaels and his health scare, talking about that. How much of the Supreme Court stuff can we keep talking about? Well, it's there. Find it on gooddayshow.com.
Extend Endovite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Three after the hour, it's now social media time, trending things, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See, get that? See what I'm doing there? On the water. See, right? How much you can save? Call 800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, you got it? How do you get to all those numbers? 800, you only have... What, how many numbers? Seven? Numbers four and three? How many numbers, how many letters in progressive? Listen to me studying this. P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. So it should be, just dial 1-800-PROGRESS. How about that for being interpretive? You like that? You'll get the progressive. Or if you don't like the phone, you can go to progressive.com for progressive insurance for your motorcycle, boats, and RVs. That's it. In a moment, we're going to take you on a trip with Jason Mimosa and his former wife, Lisa Bonnet, right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Jason Mimosa is the star of the Aquaman thing, right? His name is
Yes.
Momo, I know, but Mimosa's...
I know, I just love
it. Married to Lisa Bonnet. Lisa Bonnet used to be on the Cosby Show, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
She was with Lenny Kravitz for a long time. Lisa Bonnet has the world's strongest genes because her daughter with Lenny, Zoe Kravitz, looks like a spitting image of Lisa. Her daughter with Jason Momoa, again, looks exactly like her.
Don't they have a son, too, or did he have a son with somebody else?
No. So Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have two kids together, Lola, their 14-year-old daughter, and Nakoa Wolf, who is their 14-year-old son.
What kind of a name is that?
Oh, he's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian, yeah, Samoan. So it's a Samoan. Nakoa Wolf. Okay.
Yeah, but Jason took his kids to the Rolling Stones show, and apparently it was just an amazing show, but everybody's really talking about how much Lola looks like Lisa Bonet.
Uh-huh. Her name was Lola. Who did that song?
She was a show.
Barry Manifold. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, he did
that.
Okay.
And do you know what was in her hair?
We got to go through the lyric line quickly. I can't. Rose, was a rose in her hair?
No.
A feather was in her hair.
And it just cut down to there. I can go on all day. That's such a great song.
It is a great song. He's fabulous. I love it. He's like 80-something, and he's still outperforming. Something about him and his songs that just hit me emotionally right there where that button is. All right, so anyway, we got enough info out there on Mimosa and Bonet?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay, so we have some comments. Actually, there are a lot of comments that come from social media that I want to get to in the next half hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Again, connect to us by going to Facebook and Instagram, if that's your preferred connection, at Good Day Radio Show, or if you're on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Those reach us, and then some of the things that you express, we will repeat for the benefit of the audience coming up in a few moments. Here, it's 28 after.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Murder charges have been filed, and today Robert Cremo III will face a judge. Cremo is accused of gunning down innocent civilians at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That's a suburb of Chicago. Kamala Harris visited the area Tuesday to push for more gun control in an area already brimming with gun laws.
So as we move forward, all agreeing that we got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Russia is threatening to temporarily shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. The Kremlin is calling it a scheduled maintenance. The shutdown will take place July 11th through the 21st. The European Union, which receives about 40% of its energy through the pipeline. USA Radio News.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oklahoma State Senator Kevin McDougall is fighting to stop the execution of a death row inmate, Richard Glossop. He was on Newsmax explaining how Glossop was convicted in 1998, but he's innocent and should not be executed.
We conducted a third-party investigation. We had an ad hoc committee here at the State House and Senate that put together a committee to search for a law firm to try and find someone to investigate this case. We found Reed Smith. They put in 3,000 hours, had over 30 attorneys that investigated, came back with a report, 343 pages, with all kinds of evidence that if this evidence had been presented in court, there's no way that a jury would have found this guy guilty. And his attorneys have filed an appeal now that we have this new block of evidence. And all I'm asking is that the Attorney General's office look into this. I know that we've gone through procedure. Everything's been done. We've had two jury trials that said this guy's guilty, but neither one of those juries have seen the evidence that's in this report.
The case is based on a murder-for-hire scheme to eliminate Glossop's motel boss. The fossilized skeleton of a Gorgosaurus, a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth about 76 million years ago, will be auctioned in New York on July 28th. The Gorgosaurus was a carnivore that lived in what is now the western United States and Canada during the late Cretaceous period. It predated its relative, the Tyrannosaurus rex, by about 10 million years. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're celebrating Barry Manifold.
Larry?
Gary? Huh? What? I love your laugh. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with Barry Manilow. We just made reference to him. Some of the music that is that lives forever. This is the kind of stuff, in my mind, that would live forever. There isn't anything Barry Manilow ever recorded that I didn't like. People have teased me all the time. Some of the women in my life said I definitely was in touch with my feminine side because of how much I liked Barry Manilow. But it is, he's just, the stuff is happy.
He's fantastic.
He really is. His little guy's name is Barry Pincus. That's what his real name is.
Oh, really? And,
yeah.
That's
right.
Such a fun name. Why would he change it?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. But he changed it to Manilow, whatever. Well, there's some. Obviously, when people change their names like that, there's something that happens to them. Either their manager says, well, let's find a name that's more suitable. And who knows what the... You know, I've told the story on the air about how the Buffalo Springfield, you know, the singing group, the Buffalo Springfield, they used to be called something else. But they... And part of the group was from Buffalo, New York, another part was Springfield, Massachusetts, and it's, for whatever the reason, they solidified the name of the group. They were traveling on the interstate from between Boston and Buffalo, as it turned out, and there was work being done. And if you know some of the old there are two or three different types of steamrollers. Galleon made one, and I don't know, and the other. But one of them was the company was called Buffalo Springfield, and you'd see that on these large steamrollers and some of the other stuff that was used to work on the roads. I don't think they make them anymore, but that's where they got their name. All right, so
I always find that's so interesting, especially when people like Robert De Niro or Anne Hathaway, those are their actual names, but yeah. In real life, he goes by Bobby, she goes by Annie. You look at actress Emma Stone, her name is Emily, and the only reason she went with Emma, nobody calls her Emma apparently, it's because there was already somebody in the guild, in the SAG-AFTRA guild, named Emily Stone, so she wasn't able to use that name, so she had to do something to kind of differentiate. So
well, that happened with
Nicholas. All right, whatever, Emma.
Nicholas Cage, his real name is Coppola, because he's the...
he's part of that dynasty.
Right. Yeah, he is. And so he didn't want to... for whatever the reason, he wanted to be on his own. He didn't want to be associated for his own reasons. So he... I'm not sure if it was that middle name or where that came from, but I know his real name is Nicholas Coppola. Okay, let's celebrate National... What should we celebrate first? National Air Traffic Control Day or National Fried Chicken Day? Today.
I don't know. The air traffic control is pretty fascinating, especially the way they used to do it before today's current technology. Like, they used a blackboard to track.
Yeah, and binoculars.
Yes, right? And then
there's a plane over there. Let's bring it in on runway 3.
And based on how quick the plane was going through the air, they would kind of guesstimate their next location once they were out of view. That's
Can you imagine
just
astounding.
That?
Do you know that on any average day, an average hour, there are 5,000 planes flying over the United States at any one time?
And we have totally believe that.
Perfected the air traffic control system, even though it's not as good here, we're told, as it is someplace else, other places like Europe. But to keep track of all those planes. And to have, especially when the weather's bad, that's what blows my mind. You can't see where you're going. The planes are being directed to land by using, you know, the devices, radar and stuff, because you can't see. And, you know, I always used to, when I was a young flyer, look out the window and we got into the clouds and I was thinking, okay, when do we see land? Now, I don't even think about it. You know, you don't. Much of my traveling is done kind of at the end of the day, so it's dark when I land.
You don't really notice much.
Take the early flight to L.A. and then I get in there at 10 o'clock, and it's kind of fun to watch. But it really is. It is amazing how this technology has been developed over the years, so we celebrate the traffic controllers and their system. There have been a lot of crashes early on. When commercial air traffic was starting, there were crashes all over the world. There was one in France, 1922, the fog, a bunch of people died in that because they were flying from Paris to London. Go over the English Channel any day. I mean, there's fog there most of the time. Hello, a foggy day in London town. You know that song? I remember flying when Megan was in school over there. I used to go back and forth every month, spend a week with her. And I remember going over once, and Heathrow was fogged in, couldn't land. Gatwick was fogged in, you couldn't land there. Stansted was fogged in. So we landed it went to some little airport. It was the weirdest thing. We were on a 747, and the plane landed. And you could see the cornfield in front of the plane. So, and there was, when they landed on this runway, it was Cardiff, that's where it was. And the runway was so short, you know, it takes almost a mile to get a 747 off the ground, like 4,300 feet. And there was like 2,400 feet in this runway. So once they landed there, they had no idea how they were going to get the planes out of there. Somehow they did. But there were, because so many planes come into London early in the morning, there were like 100 planes. Big DC-10s and L-1011s and 747s, and they just all lined up all along the runway. And that because the English, that part of England gets fogged in a lot. So imagine back 100 years ago when they first started to have commercial air traffic and nobody could see where they were going. No wonder there were crashes. But today, now it's all the computers calculate the speed of the aircraft, and you know when the pilot gets on as you are taking off, expected travel time to Boston from Los Angeles. Our flight time today is 4 hours and 37 minutes, and damned if they don't get it on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Exactly.
Right. How do they know what they're going to encounter in a 3,000-mile trip across the country? But they figured it out. So anyway,
and even when we're delayed, sometimes we still land. We're not delayed when we land. We land on time.
Yeah,
and that one always kind of got me.
Well,
like,
and then
really? Did you just make up the time in the air, go a little bit faster?
Yeah, that's what they do. They can go faster.
Did we hit zero G's and we didn't feel it?
They try to run at 0.8 Mach, between Mach 7. Let me see, what is it? Mach 0.78 to Mach 0.84. And the faster you travel, the more fuel it burns up, unless you're up high. That's why when they take off, they try to get up as high as they can early on, because that's the way to save the plane's heavier because there's more fuel in it. So, anyway, it's really kind of cool to know that we have up there. And if you ever get a chance to go to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the Smithsonian, or any of the things that tie into air travel, do yourself a favor and do it. You get a chance to go down to Florida instead of spending all your time at Disney. Go over to the Space Coast and see what goes on there. It is fascinating and great Americana stuff. I've actually, when I have been through there any number of times, I'm proud of America because of the way all that stuff has been developed and figured out. We are very good at things like that, and we should not. I noticed the other day Boeing was the main sponsor for the annual 4th celebration on PBS. And Boeing certainly had its problems, and deservedly so because of the management. But still, it's a wonderful, proud name in Americana for 100 years. Bill Boeing, William Boeing, he wasn't around with the Wright. Well, he was around, but then he sort of got together when he saw what the Wright brothers did. He started designing flying machines. And so the company that has his name, that's into all kinds of flight, started with him doing essentially what was the next step in the Wright brothers' progress to being able to fly. He built the first commercial airplane. So kind of a cool story. Okay, now it's National Fried Chicken Day. Fried chicken. There are more ads for more kinds of fried chicken. Arby's, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A. How many more can you name?
Oh, and people are trying to get in on the whole fried chicken sandwich craze. Because,
right.
And you would think Popeye's fried chicken would have been one of the first. But
right.
The chicken sandwich. Panera now has a chicken sandwich they're pushing out. Everybody wants to get in on this.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Dude. The earliest known recipe for fried chicken came from Hannah Glass in the 18th century. Cookbook was called The Art of Cookery Made Plain and Easy. Her recipe was named To Marinate Chickens. It was first published in 1747. And then there have been a lot of fried chicken recipes. But it is, well, Colonel Sanders probably best known, right? For being a modern-day fried chicken guru.
Oh, yeah, with all of his mystery
right.
herbs.
Right. Nobody
spices.
Knows.
Well,
if you learn, we're going to kill you if you find out what the secret recipe is for Kentucky Fried
There's
Chicken.
There's all kinds of NDAs that have to be signed.
Right. Yes. 1964, he sold a company. There was 600 Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises all over the country. I think there are probably three or four times more. That belongs to Yum Brands. Y-U-M. They own Taco Bell. They own the ice cream. What's what the heck's the name of them? I can see it now because they're in most of their stores.
Breyers?
No. It's two words. It's
Ben and Jerry's.
No, it's not Ben and Jerry's. It's another one with two names, though. Anyway, it's not important. They're just a big company. Yeah, Popeye's. and fry. I don't know. I don't like eating chicken because I know where it comes from, and I don't like eating fried food. But I'll tell you something: when you drive by one of these places and you you smell it, you gotta turn around and go back. Let's have a fried chicken sandwich. So there. All right, what do we have? I want to get to some of these comments from social media as we have time, so we'll get to that right after this.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Feet come in all shapes. You got fat feet, skinny feet, flat feet, high arch feet, short feet, and even feet so long people could probably surf on them. Cowabunga, baby. But they virtually all have one thing in common. They are perfect for Skechers Arch Fit footwear. You see, some people think that Skechers Arch Fit are just for people with fallen arches. But they're actually made for almost everyone. That's because all feet, no matter what the foot shape, will love the incredible comfort of arch support. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and they developed Arch Fit with experts to give you comfort and podiatrist-certified arch support in every step. For every age and every foot. Plus, Arch Fit come in a variety of widths and styles, including sneakers, sandals, and more, for both men and women, and many are machine washable, and all for a very affordable price. And get this, not only Arch Fit great for your feet, those are incredibly stylish. Just because they have arch support and are super comfortable doesn't mean they can't look great, too. Come on, it's the best of both worlds. Kind of like if broccoli tasted like chocolate. So don't wait. See how Arch Fit can work for you at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right, let's get to some of the wisdom that gets passed through generations from comments, social media folks like Yvonne Jajari, what she's saying about what we've learned from her, what she learned from her grandparents. Vice.
Well, yeah, this is something that she's paid forward and taught her children and grandchildren as well, that each person is equal and special and that they should treat everyone with the same respect that they want for themselves. That is
great advice.
Good one that everybody should be practicing.
Yeah, what else have we got here? Yeah.
Lynn Greer says, no matter how hard you work, you can't take material things with you when you die. Just be kind to people, learn to forgive your enemies, and don't let an argument get in between family members that prevents you from speaking to each other for years.
Amen. Yeah, there's so many people who waste so much of their energy being angry at their brothers or sisters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, embrace your family members.
And you lose all that time, Chris and I like this one. During the Great Depression, her grandfather was a farmer. It was because of him and a couple other local farmers in their town that the local bank stayed afloat. Almost all banks in the area went under at that time.
Yep.
Now, he taught his kids, which was then taught to Kristen. She's going to pay it forward to hers. Always save 10% of your gross earnings from the time you start working, and you will never have to worry as you get older.
It's called tithing in the church. That's one of the things that a lot of people do. They give 10% of their earnings to their church. However, whatever. Take care of yourself first, and then the church. Good words of wisdom. Thank you for your input, everybody. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So this is not a funeral march, but close to it. Chuck Curry is here. Movie moments at 53 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program. All right, so this is from Forrest Gump. What do we have? There's a, you've seen the dumpster, whatnot, the potties, the Forrest Gump. Or they call them, is it Forrest Gump potties?
I have not.
Yeah, there's a, maybe it's just Gump. I can't remember, but I know that okay. Some parts of the country have Gump toilets. The, you know, the
porta potty.
Shrimp.
Yeah. What?
Yes, say that again, Jen? I've seen that.
Yeah, Bubba Gump shrimp.
Bubba Gump, that's it, shrimp, yep. Okay, what do you got,
Chuck? Great characters in that movie. This day in movie history, July 6, 1994, Forrest Gump was released nationwide. I think they shot it for around $55 million, wound up becoming a big, doing over $300 million here domestically. Big hit. Tom Hanks won an Oscar for Best Actor. Back-to-back, he won that in Philadelphia back-to-back years. Pretty cool accomplishment. And the film went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Beating out The Shawshank Redemption, which is an iconic movie, and Pulp Fiction. What a great year. Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, all in 94.
So Tom Hanks in 1994 versus Tom Hanks in 2022 as Colonel Parker. 28 years and how...
Listen, Doug, it's one of the most iconic careers of all time. He's gotten plum roles. He's a tremendous acting talent.
Yeah,
to do both comedy and drama and mix both of them. Here's an interesting footnote. Originally, I know you're going to laugh because I don't pronounce his name right, but originally producers wanted John Travolta to play the role of Forrest Gump.
Really?
And then their second choice was Sean Penn, But they also gave thought to Bill Murray, and this one I think would have been a disaster, Chevy Chase, as far as
I think all of them would have been disasters. Tom Hanks is perfect for that.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that's revisionist history. You know, we could do a whole show one day on
actors. But Tom Selleck would have been a better Indiana Jones.
Right. And Charlton Heston lobbied for the part of Brody. In Jaws, the role that Roy Scheider got. You could go on. I find that stuff fascinating because when you envision the actor who actually did the role
versus somebody
who passed the role, I think that's an interesting conversation. But at the end of the day, Tom Hanks took that role and made it iconic.
All right. So he's Colonel Parker, not a likable guy in this movie. I saw Elvis last night. I've seen two good movies in the last 2 weeks. I thought that Tom Cruise was more than fabulous, and that is a great, not a good movie, a great movie. And Elvis, this guy knocks it, man. I don't know who this kid is. Never saw him before.
Butler.
And whoever played Priscilla, fabulous. Just lovable.
Only thing I wish her in the screenplay, I wish her storyline was a little bit more developed, but I thought she was good. You know, it's interesting because when I watched Elvis, as I said in the air, I thought like the first 40 minutes I felt was a little bit surface, a little bit more style and substance, but then the movie for me started to hook me and grab me, and it got a little bit more layered and layered, and I wound up really liking it. But as I just said to you off air, I thought the character of Colonel Tom Parker portrayed by Tom Hanks in this movie, it's easy to just vilify that person, but it is very complex. And to see people have the connections that he had and do what he did for Elvis, but yet do suppress Elvis Presley's career for his own benefit, I thought it was very interesting to watch play out on the big screen.
Yeah, it was it's a good historical, and the summary at the end of where all the characters ended up, you know, you think about Elvis and all the talent that he had and getting hooked on the drugs, and was that Colonel Parker who got him hooked on the drugs? It seems that it was, and so it ruins his life. So Parker killed him. Basically, I always thought that. I never have liked Parker. Never.
Right.
Elvis could have gone on another 30, 40 years singing.
Yeah, I agree. And it was sort of sad when you realize in the movie that he suppressed him to work at that Las Vegas casino. That was his career, basically, for 10 years running, that he couldn't perform internationally because Tom Parker evidently was an illegal alien, couldn't go out of the country. He could have been extradited. So he never told anybody. He never told Elvis, and he manipulated Presley's career because of his own limitations. I found that really interesting.
Reprehensible.
And I never knew that Elvis Presley was a twin and his brother.
Yeah, brother died.
His
brother's name was Aaron. Okay. All right, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.